Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. You know, I've learned to be. I'm happy. My dad used to sing a song. I'm so happy and happy in Him. I forget what the, but it always touched me because our happiness comes in the Lord, and we need to show others that we are happy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something about our what's written on our faces does so much work for God. We don't even have to speak. If God's in our spirit, it touches hearts of people. And I believe that's the greatest gift that we can, personally, that I can receive, is the glory of God rests upon me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I look for. I don't look for, you know, do this, do that. But I just want God's supreme, I'm just talking about because I can talk about myself. Mm-hmm. But I want His best in my life that I can do His best. And I'm not asking for any riches or any double portion of blessing. I just want to do His will, to be obedient. And by doing that, God generally just shows up all the time. So I think in my part, it's very valid within my, that I, this is, I'd say we all, we could probably get different ideas. But I really believe through it all, we got to grow. But grow in grace in the knowledge of the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Mm-hmm. Amen. So growing is one of the, I believe it's the most pleasing to God as anything that we can do. Mm-hmm. Just that we grow in Him. Not so much about how we call ourselves a sinless or sin, because the Bible says, he that knoweth do right and do it not to him is sin. Mm-hmm. And when we miss the mark for God, it's automatically a sin. So when we walk in His favor and His blessings, and the Bible says also that we come to this world with nothing and we're going to leave with nothing. But it says while we're here to be content in every state we're in. Mm-hmm. So my contentment comes in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm content if I don't have nothing. I'm content when that sewer was all plugged up. When I had to wash the dishes about 3 times to get it washed, I had to carry the water outside, come back and put some little, and did this for, and then all of the, everything else, you know, you have the sewer handles, had to take all that outside and bury some, you know, all of the things. And I says, Lord, help me not to grumble. Just love you, Lord. Glory! Hallelujah! That's exciting. That's, I believe, but I think my greatest desire of all desires I have to feel that love continuously. I don't have to know nothing. I don't really know. I don't hear from, when I hear, I share it and I lose it. So that's why I don't keep it. And when I walk, it comes, and if I don't tell Brother Clint by the time I get back, it's lost it. It's gone. It's like, and then sometimes, like tonight, it picks back up for some time. I don't even know if it ever picks back up because I don't really have to understand. Amen. I'm just like a nobody that's got a, I'm like an old radio out here. It's got a receiver. It's got radio, don't nothing know how about music. It doesn't know nothing about speaking. It don't, but it just speaks all the time because it's receiver. Yes. And I think, the glory, I'm a receiver for God. Amen. And that satisfies me. I'm very happy. Oh, hallelujah. I worked about 15 years that way as a mechanic. And I didn't know where I was going to go day by day. And I was as misled as anybody in the world. But I trusted God. Trust, and I can say I trusted Him. And when He tell me to do it, I'd go and it worked. Mm-hmm. Now, if the tractor would have known really in depth what I was doing, they probably would have wanted to fire me. But they thought everything was good, so I thought it was good, and God said it's good, so it was good. So I was satisfied in what I was doing. And it was not the same as I used to do before God really touched my life. When I was the old way, I had to make sure. I said, Lord, where am I? Pray, help me to get to so-and-so. Afterward, I said, Lord, just let me relax. And the Lord started taking me in there. And I didn't have to start worrying where I was going to be, what I was going to do. But I had a trust in the living God. That His favor And he was trying to help me to grow up from a nobody and still nobody in him. He took a nobody, and I can truthfully say that I believe that I give God the credit, but I believe I can receive as probably as good as anybody. God's told me this, and I give him all the glory because I'm nothing. But I can hear from God. But I don't retain it. It's like it just goes through me and like rivers. I can't tell nobody I do nothing. I'm no nothing. I'm just a voice. I'm just a receiver for God.
Amen.
I'm just, he told me I was just a messenger boy. Amen. And that's what I am. I'm just a messenger boy. And I've never no higher. I'm not a prophet. I'm not nothing. I'm just a messenger boy.
Amen.
I'm not a pastor. I'm just a messenger boy. I always have been. But I'm very satisfied. You know, if I could be the Billy Graham or all, which when I was young, I'd like those kind of positions. I wouldn't trade what God's given me, my old dirty clothes, whatever, for all that the riches of evil have. The glory they got. Brother Clint, just to have you as my brother and all of you as my brothers and sisters, it's all I need. It's all I'm satisfied because he's coming back one of these days and this whole world's going to be goodbye world. I'm going to an everlasting home where there's praise, glory forever and ever. And while I'm here, I want to please my Heavenly Father. I want to please him that I will love him and I'll be thankful and I'll praise him whatever state I'm in. Glory to God. Whatever state I am to glorify my Heavenly Father. And for me, that is what I move on. And God seems to bless me in it. So I say for me, as me and my I can't believe it. But I believe it. I can trust God. I can trust him. I can believe that he's going to help me through my times of struggles. When I haven't got no money, that God's going to see me through. Whatever we have, he is, to me, he is my reason for the season. Oh, hallelujah, because I'm just here for a short time. I'm just here for a short visit. I'm going on to see my Jesus, and it's coming very soon to the clouds of glory. It's going to be worth it all. Sister Janet, it's going to be worth it all to see Jesus. It's going to be worth it all. Hallelujah. To have that heavenly light, that heavenly fortress. Oh, Jesus, God be the glory. Brother Clint, pray. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God.
Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
For your presence that lightens this atmosphere. Oh, thank you, Lord, for touching us tonight. Because, Lord, we're very needy. We're very made out of dust. And, Lord God, we need your touch, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit to come. And you're already here in a wonderful way. But keep coming, Lord. Keep working in us because you know what needs to be fixed. We don't even know what needs to be fixed. We ask you to put us in the shop of the Holy Ghost and get us up on the rack, Lord, and get us lubricated and overhauled. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful touch because we're not smart enough, but you are smart enough to take care of everything.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Lord. You're more than enough, and we give you praise and honor, and we say that nothing can work in this room but God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And all the angels from heaven can make visitation here that you send in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, we're not to go by our feelings. You know, if I went by feelings tonight, I probably wouldn't be here. Because my bones are tired. But praise God, I feel good. I feel the presence of God. And I don't feel no longer hurting or whatever. God is the reason. I believe that he is to manifest himself in our lives to such a depth that we have great enjoyment in our Lord. We have great favor in him. We have a great visitation that he'll never leave us and never forsake us. You know, the Bible says in the first chapter of Genesis that the Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God has moved upon this earth. He's moving, not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit, said the Lord. And God has chosen the Holy Spirit from heaven. It makes himself known in this world. And so many people putting down, many people, and I'm sad. I see people, I feel he gets quenched. And I feel that quenching. And I'm very concerned about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is truly wonderful. He's powerful and he's loving. He wants to reside within our being. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All of these things, hallelujah. All of these things, hallelujah. I don't want to, I really don't really care about doing anything, but I want to please my God. Day by day, I wait for assignments. I wait on God. And when God says me do something, then I do. I receive that attention from heaven. They that wait upon the Lord, and I really do. I wait upon God. And I look to him for my answers. I don't go to men for answers, but I rely on God. I rely on that peace. I rely on my Heavenly Father is so trusting and so enabling us that we might be more than conquerors through him which loved us. I'm persuaded that the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of deep, and there was darkness upon this earth. And God brought forth light. That light, and the lesser light by night, when we can see the stars, and we can see that glow at night so beautiful out when you see God's handiwork up there. You see the stars shining, and there's no way that anyone could put, God himself had to put all those up, and he spoke in his name. He spoke, there's galaxy beyond galaxy. He's forever and ever and ever. He has lined up the universe for our pleasure, that we might be excited. And that's why I come out that we need to be content wherever we are. And we're not content, then we need to seek God and see why we're not content. Because he's going to say, man, oh woman, why dost thou fret? You're in good hands. Not with all state, but you're in good hands with God. God is really wonderful. He is special. He's never lost a case. You know, when he sent his only son, Jesus, in as our Savior, that he was that special sacrifice, and he died, and he was his life was so pure, so holy, and Jesus did it, but he was content in doing for the Father. Now, he knew that he was going to have to go and bear this, our sins, and what a heavy load for Jesus to carry. All of our bondages, all of our whatever's wrong with us, we're sort of mixed up until God brings in that heavenly light. We're in darkness until that heavenly light. And the more coming wind for God, then the more light that we receive. And God opens up that where we can see clearer and more distant than we can when our eyes are sort of obscure for a while. When we come to God, there we can barely see, and we think we're seeing, but we're very seeing as a almost like a blind person, because we're sort of feeling our way. But pretty soon you come closer to God, and God starts opening the windows of heaven that you might receive a sight in their eyes, that we will not look for the things that are seen, but we will look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For this cause we faint not. Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. For the light affliction we have is only for a moment, working for a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. The weights, the cares of our past, the cares trouble us. The cares trouble God's people. And many of us, God's people, are seeking things. They're seeking things that's no avail. They're seeking for pleasures. They're seeking for things that don't last. And maybe God hasn't called us to do a certain thing. You know, we get those imaginations in our heart because many times we're trying to help God out. When God says, be still, my child. Know that I am God. Be still. We need to seek God. We need to call upon him while he is near. Let the forsaken way and the unrighteous man is sought and run. And let him return to the Lord, to our God, will be abundantly pardoned. But as high as the heavens are up from the earth, so is God's ways and his thoughts higher than our thoughts, saith the Lord. It says that the sun, as the rain comes down, the snow comes down, so is our Heavenly Father higher than these things. He is our support. I lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? For my help comes the Lord. We need help. I need that blessed assurance. I need that, that praise of God, that I can serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. And I can't, if I'm not content, I'm not going to be glad. I have to make myself content in the Lord thy God. And he's here to enable us that we might cope with life. Life without God is hard. Life without God is a mystery. You don't even understand. You can pray, you can pray, you can pray. And many people pray in the mist because their prayers are not answered. And why they're not answered? Because they're not following the guidelines of heaven. The first thing we need to know is to receive the best, that my prayers are going to not be hindered. The Bible tells me about me and Betty fight. My prayers are going to be not so I'm whatever she does, I'm going to take it, whatever. Because I don't want my prayers hindered.
Amen.
I don't have to be a big shot, being the boss of the house. It don't make no difference. I'm not saying that, but Betty's not hard, but I'm saying, what I'm saying is this is right. Sometimes we want to be the big shot. We want to show people how macho we are. Now, I'm the best, biggest Christian, and I'm truly the best Christian. I'm the best one that God ever had. And many times in that, we're so prideful that God cannot use us. We're not where we should be. Bible says, humble yourself. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time. He might exalt you in due time. What did it say? He might exalt you in due time. That means He will position you. He will lift you up. He will put you at that right place and His time. Not in my time, old man, old woman, but it's in His time. Oh, hallelujah. He will lift the windows of heaven that we might receive a blessing. We're His children. Bible says, be ye followers of God as dear children. And a child, up to time, especially when they're in crib size and that, they depend on their mother probably more than anyone else. But they know that the mother is going to take care of them. The mother, if it's a good mother, is going to fight for them. Betty was a good, well, our kids were adopted, but Betty was a real good mother. She helped her whole own mother with their kids, and Betty, I can really brag, she was a good mother, and she would had the concern of the child. She was always concerned about the welfare of the child, and that's the way our Heavenly Father is. He's concerned about your welfare of you. He's not concerned about your wanting. He's more concerned. He sees the end. He doesn't see he sees the beginning and the end, but He sees the end, and that's what counts with God. The enemy comes to destroy you, to take you out, and after you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, He has come to bring things in your life that brings question marks. You cannot really trust. And pretty soon you get so in yourself that you can't trust what you hear. You can't even trust what the Word says because you say it's not working. But God wants you to trust Him, the living God. Put your eyes to the hills, what's coming to hell. For I will lift my eyes to the hills. I will lift my eyes. God's not going to force me. He says, my child, look to me, and I will lift you up. Call upon me, and I will answer thee. Our calling upon God is, gimme, gimme. And God says, hey, I'm not a gimme, gimme, gimme. I want this. You can call upon me, and you'll get your life in my hands, that I will provide for you from now on. And that's the way I see it. God will provide for us. He will keep us. And when we say we don't trust, that means that we're not walking in faith. And He will not answer our prayers because when we're disobedient to God, obedience is better than sacrifice. So when we become disobedient, that's an avenue that the enemy can come in to take away our love, our joy, and we get sour pusses, and we get very spoiled, and we get very indifferent, we get very critical, we get very hateful, we get very despisers of those that do good, we get judgmental, and we see ourselves as a landmark, and many times God sees us as someone that needs to pray through.
Yes.
That we need to realize that the enemy comes to talk to us, and we hear from him. We hear from him very well, but we shouldn't hear his voice. No. My sheep know my voice, and they come up with a call, and a stranger they do not know. We should not know when God speaks to you. It's from heaven. It's a voice from heaven. He comes down, and I realize that many, many will never see it, but they need to get someone like myself that's here tonight to be able to interpretate for you, that you might have that insight from heaven, that the glory of God will fill in your life in such a powerful way that you would walk in the newness of life and be a child in God's kingdom forever and ever and ever. And no slut, no power from darkness can take you from that. Amen. Blessed that God has ordained to give you. What a blessing.
Yes.
What a birthright that God has given us. Esau and Jacob. Esau was the first. And so Isaac was going to give the birthrights. And Jacob goes around, and pretty soon we find, you know, Esau is in his weaker state, and he says, "Boy, I'm hungry." And Jacob's made this porridge, and he tricks his brother and giving him basically his heritage. And see, that's what the devil tells us. He wasn't going to die. He was just hungry. And many times that's the way we are. The enemy tricks us by telling us lies. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. He comes to take away your joy. He comes away to take away your anointing. He comes to take away that peace, that everlasting love from heaven that's so needed in these days, that thou will not walk in confusion. Many, many people are walking confused. Walking, they do not know the way. And they go around and they pray with, I say, minus prayers. And James, it talks about it, that our prayers not be hindered. And it says, we need to realize that God wants us to walk in His obedience, that our prayers every day of our life will not be hindered, but we will pray for our Heavenly Father. God uses you as a prayer warrior, and we all are in that position. It doesn't make any difference, however we are, that God will lay upon your heart to pray for a situation. If you're where you should be, by you praying, that situation will be taken care of, and God will meet the criteria that takes to dissolve that situation because you're faithful in the situation. God uses us to change His mind. God's mind's already been up, but He uses us to work the works from heaven. God can do this work with all Himself, and He doesn't need it, but He uses us that we will have a part of what God loves us so much. He wants us to be active in what He's doing.
Amen.
And when you pray efficiently and firmly in the Holy Ghost, then great things happen. I see things happen, Brother Clint's dad, and many, many things. It's beyond anything that I can remember. If I ever thought, I don't know. But when you see, and then I see that angel and all these things, two of them, God's able to restore blessings upon blessings. He'll give you a blessing you cannot contain. He will open the windows of heaven and grant you His blessing. He wanted to grant the blessings to Israel, but Israel drew back. And Israel was not satisfied, and Israel complained. And when we complain, we lose out with God. Oh Lord, I wish to do only Thy will. We got to be satisfied in housework, if it needs to be. Whatever it is, we're satisfied that what God has us do, we're not ashamed, and we're proudly because God says, take up what thy due and do it as unto me, and I'll bless you. The peace of God that passes all understanding shall erect us and a high calling that will supersede any the inventions that come from the powers of darkness. The powers of darkness come to invent things against God that's not workable. Mm-hmm. They're only as a word that's with falses. It's like a suggestion, this false suggestion. The enemy comes with false suggestions in your heart and life, and truly you cannot bite those things. You need to refuse that and say, Satan, I do not want you in my life. I want only what God has. I want to speak what God has, and I'm satisfied, my God. He'll tell you, oh, you know, you need to be out here doing this. You need to be out here building a rest home. You should do all these wonderful things. Or I'm just using that. But you should be out here in jail ministry. You know, you should be in jail ministry. Look who you are. No, God hasn't told me to go to jail ministry.
Amen.
There's a time when He did. But what I'm saying, I need to be complete in God. If I'm just sitting here all day and just call Brother Clint, I'm happy in that. Happy is the man who God is the Lord. We need to be satisfied in what we have. And that's a sin God is very sharply against us because we're not content what we have. I'm here with loving you, and I want the glory of God is here in a very special way. But I feel the emphasis is on being content in what we have. He wants us to rise in His presence, His glory, that we might be clothed in the humility. God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him. That next verse, casting all your cares upon Him. Don't care. You need to cast. Just God will take your cares. Cast because He careth for you. Be sober. Be sober means taking great thought. taken great thought that I want to do the will of God. Great thought. And I want to be free from the activity of the enemy. The enemy wants to have me bound, and the enemy wants to keep me bound. But God's said, you're springer, my son. And call to me, and I will keep you free. Seek me. We, it's an everyday seeking God every day of our life. We can never, to the day from now to the time that we go home to Jesus, we got to seek God. And we know without that seeking, we can make mistakes. The only blessing that we have that supersedes what the enemy has is praying and seeking our God. God floods down his invisible hands upon us as we call upon him. And then next day, if you don't call upon him, God will not force you to serve him. Did you know that? He will not force you to serve. That's between you and him. God wants to put you in view that you desire that. And if you desire it so much, it's like a great pearl, a great wealth that you're not going to let go. You're not going to let no imp come in and take away your gift of God. There's no imp from this side of heaven that can take what God has for you. And you must hang on to God. You must seek him with all your heart, with all your concern, being very content what he has for you. Well, the blessings of God make it rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because be vigilant. Be sober is very thoroughly thinking, but vigilant is thinking great. Nothing's going to move me. I'm going to stay in this vigilant. In Korea, we had to stay vigilant at night that the enemy would not come down to infiltrate our lines. We had to make sure, and we used many times searchlights over there, and those searchlights were light, would shine on the enemy, and they could see them when they come through because of the great light. And God has a searchlight on us that he's peering down, and the enemy comes, he says, I cannot see you, and because you're hid from a God. He that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under, not over, but under the shall be Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. That's all I need to know. I don't need to know how smart I am, because he's not very smart. The Bible says, knowledge puffeth up. Knowledge puffeth up. The love of God is love. God's joy. That we're content. Love suffereth long of his kind. Love bondeth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not our own, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. Oh, God is our strength. He is that blessing from on high. He has enabled us to walk through the valleys of shadow. It says, I though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou art with us. The rod and thy staff, they comfort thee. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over. Our cup should be running over. Surely goodness and mercy. Our cup runs over with surely goodness and mercy. Our cup runs over with surely goodness and mercy. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. He will not just have thee your hand to be moved. And sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. It says, no evil shall fall thee, nor plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. And thy dwelling, all thine eyes shall not be told, see the reward of the wicked. And he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up their hands, lest thou but even dash thy foot against the stone. He will keep us through the days of destruction.
Yes.
I will lift my eyes to the hills, make a joyful noise on the Lord. This is what we're supposed to do. We're always to be making a joyful noise on the Lord, all ye land. And when you're doing that, you haven't got time to think about where I'm supposed to be. Well, I'm making a joy. God has called us to praise him. I'm to praise God. And if I get so cluttered up with other things, I can't praise him. Because we can all, human beings, women a little bit better than us men. But us men can only do one thing at a time. And I think you women can only do really good one thing at a time too. Or a year more, whatever. But God wants us to praise him continually. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast of the Lord. The humble Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Shall hear the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. If you want to have the greatest blessing, just start praising God. If you want to have a blessing, start praising God. You want to have what's God's direction? Praise God. And God will just bring it to you. He'll bring loads of it to you. He'll bring heavenly power. And we just need to praise him. We need to come to that praise that I want to make a joyful noise on the Lord. All you land, serve the Lord with gladness. Oh, hallelujah. So many of God's people are so bound, so uptight, that they look like they've been in a pickle factory for many days. They're so tough. They're upset. They don't show glory to God. God wants to show this ivory. God wants to have the glory of God. God wants to be us delivered by the Spirit of God, that we're more than conquerors through him which loved us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor present nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're more than conquerors through him which loved us. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Greater is he that's within you, he that's within the world. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power. There's a great power that God's invested in us. There's a great power that's in you. You need to get that power working. You need to get that power and you start praising God and call upon God and not say, gimme, 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 gimme. But say, oh, Lord, I love you. I praise you, Lord. And you're going to see great and mighty things happen to you. You're going to see blessing. But we are not caught up in that thing. I want a pink Cadillac. I want a Rolls Royce. I want to have a diesel. I want to have all an airplane. And we say, gimme, 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 gimme. I want a better home. I want a better life. But when God said, praise me, love me, love me, love me, and I'll make these things happen. For I see your need. And if you can see that God sees your need more than anybody else, you know your health is worth more than anything you got. It's the greatest commodity that you have. It's your health, your wealth, and the Lord is the greatest one. But the next one is your body.
Yes.
But your greatest commodity is having the wealth of God in your spirit. I don't like to pray for people because they need what they all need as a deeper walk with God. They need to have a greater encounter with God. And I need to grow more and more every day into a greater one too. We're never exempt from it. It's there that we might magnify the glory of God in us, that we might be a privileged people. We are a chosen generation, a holy nation. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. God has given us that we might be able to lift up the heavenly hands, that we our hands without doubting, that we praise God, be praising God, and praying in the Spirit, praying in the everlasting, and being content, whatever God has to do, that we will do his will, and we will waste our hearts no longer in the cares of this land. And many times we reach for things that's not even milk, it's not even pure. Many times our praise and worship is so far from God that there are people there, but there is so in the flesh that God says, Ichabod on it. We need the glory of God, and we need to love him when we're praising. And many times say, I love you, Lord, but in reality, they're hard as snakes. They're hard. God showed me this. They're hard. They cannot hear from heaven. My sheep know my voice. They come to my call. A stranger they do not know. They need that impression of God the Father, God the Son in their life. Ye are the temple of the living God. God said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I shall receive you. And I shall be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us therefore cleanse ourselves. Let us therefore cleanse ourselves, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God's calling for come out from among them, be separate, say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. That's what he said in the first part. Touch not the unclean thing, and he will receive us. God wants to be above reproach. Bible said, without holiness no man shall see or please God. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, that the end thereof are the ways of death. Great peace and faith and love my law, and nothing shall offend them. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Oh, hallelujah. Out of abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. So we realize that when we start speaking ugliness, it's showing that our heart is not right with God. God wants us to have a purity of the love of God, that we might walk in the visitation of the Spirit of God, that we may be alive in the manifestation of the gifts of God. I remember I had a young man that I dealt with years ago, and he said, I want to have the gift of God, that when I point my finger, they just fall out and they're They're slaves. But see, that was a wrong, that was, God didn't want that. We're not, we don't take the gifts and use them wrongfully. They're only used as God. We have to surrender to the gift. It's not, I'm not the chooser of how I handle that gift. I'm only a puppet for God, and honey, especially through the Spirit of God. And that's when God starts speaking, I have to speak what the Spirit says. And also through the gifts of ministry, you can only do as the Spirit. Our pastors, many, I'm not putting them down tonight, but they're sitting here, they do not know this. They don't even understand it. And God sees a fault in these because they do it within themselves. And I'll tell you, churches are going to start having problems. Church that I attend has got a big problem right now. And many other churches are starting to have problems. And they're not going to be able to get rid of them because they're walking in the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
Yes, it is.
And the flesh will bring you down to a devil's hell. The Spirit will set you free. Amen. The Spirit will keep you enlightened from heaven. Unless we can date, we cannot, we need to see God. I don't need to have a what, I need to see God daily. That's what I need. I need the visitation of God's Spirit in my life. That's what I need. I need a presence of God where He is pleasing with my life. Because He's given me something better. Oh, hallelujah. Something wonderful. At the end of that term, it's going to be glorious. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. He says, my little ones, I, the Lord thy God, am here this night to bless thee. I'm here to strengthen thee this night. I'm here to incorporate my love upon thee. Be not as the dumb beast of the field that cannot speak. But I say, my humans, they, I've given them a mind. I've given them that they can praise me. Many will not praise me. But I say at that day of judgment, they will wish they had praised me. They will wish they had taken time in seeking their Savior. And I say, when they come at that time, they will have no sheaves within their hands. And I'm looking for a people that day that they will have sheaves when they stand before me. And I will say to them, my beloved, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been content where I have put thee, and thou hast lived, and thou grumbled, not complained, and live in my handiwork, and I shall bless thee, and I shall take thee, and thou might speak, O man, O woman, what can I do for thee? It is not thy right, it's what you will do for me. Thou art able to walk in my blessings, if thou shalt stand in my midst, that I would be able to move upon thee as a profitable vessel. But I say, many of my children, they want me to do what they want me to do. And that's not my way, says the Spirit of God. I wish that thou would dissolve that old man, that thou would walk as a profitable vessel of praise, that I would speak to your heart and just speak to it gently in a very special way, and thou would complete whatever commands that I give to you. That is the greatest desire of my people, that when I speak to them, that they would just do what I've told them to do, and I would be very well pleased. They don't have to do the many wonderful things they're trying to do. But if they would walk and realize they want to glorify their Heavenly Father, they want to live for their Heavenly Father, they want to live for Jesus, their Savior, they want to have the inspiration of the Holy Ghost within them, that they would be more than conquerors through Him, which loveth, they would praise the loving God, they would praise the heavens, they would praise the handiwork, they would praise the love of God, they would be victorious, they would walk as gentle people, but yet in reality, they would be very powerful because of my Spirit that's within them. I say within their own framework, they will be very quiet. They will be very unattractive. But when I see them, they're very powerful. And I say they're beautiful before the Lord their God. And they have a great armor upon them. And I see them as a great vessel. I see them as none that's not disturbed. And I see them as mighty valiant warriors going forth, and that I command them that they will do great and mighty exploits for the Lord their God, for I have chosen them for a ministry, because I say that the day is very short. I say the time is very close, the time of this dispensation, and I say what men have done and women have done through this lifetime is going to determine where they're going to spend eternity. And I say it's very close, and I say that eternal rest is it should be a question a lot of people this night, because I see them very far from my Spirit. I see them imposing works of the flesh. I see them even making great cathedrals and great churches, but yet I'm really not in it. I say in their meetings, they've learned how to pray. They've learned how to make great sayings. But even my apostle Paul said, this I testify and say of the Lord, and that should be in each one of you, my people. This I say and testify of the Lord, and I say many, many, many. I've been seeing them, and you have seen them too. They do not ever say this because they do not seem to do that. They make great swelling messages, and they take great time of studies, and I say they come out with great attire, and I say within it is very blank with my spirit, for I'm looking for those who will walk higher. And they never walked before. And I say, this land does not know what's being said here tonight because they've never heard this before. But I say it will bring forth life and it will bring forth correction and it will dissolve. And I say, if this not change is not being made, many, many, many are going to be missing that day. Did not my word say that I didn't shorten that day the very elect would not be saved? For I'm calling forth a peculiar people, a holy people, a people that's prepared for the Lord their God, for I say, I'm coming back to the, that should be the number one desire of my people. And my people are doing great things. They're doing things beyond me. They're doing great things of wonder, but to put attention to them, that they're great, great men of God. They're great women of God. But I say, I'm looking for those who will humble themselves, those who will place themselves in the mighty hand from heaven. And I say, they cannot even understand what's going on this night if they was here. They would not even know what's going on because they cannot hear. They've lost that special touch. And I say at the days of Azusa Street and those times when that this fire went forth, many, many of the old ones, they had that fire and they know this night what was going on. They prayed for this night. They prayed for the glory of God to grow. They prayed for the understanding. They prayed for the witness of the Spirit of God. And I say that my people do not wish for this day. They've gone too far. They've gone in their own production. And their own, yes, production. They production of pastors, of all the clergy. And I say many works they bring in production as a production line. They made a modernity of money, 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 many much is for money's sake. For I'm calling for the people that I will lead them and I will supply them with my one and my money, say the Spirit of God, and I will not leave them and I will not forsake them. Be desirous to seek thy God because I say the Lord thy God loveth thee with all his heart. I seeth my people. And I see my people struggling. And I see my people not happy. And I see my people very fearful. Which should be because I say my coming is very soon. And I say many of these, for I say my word declares that no fearful, the fearful shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And I say many, many, many of my people are fearful this night. And my word declares they will not make it. Even being just unfearful if there was nothing else wrong with them. But I say that one channel himself, they're very fearful. And that my word declares, my people must rest. And my Christians are so fearful, all they need to rest the Lord their God that I'm able to keep them. And that's my trouble of my people. They do cannot trust in the living God. I'm here to save them, to sanctify them, to bless them, to enrich them. My people cannot see it. And they argue. They argue, and they complain, they gesture. But I say, I'm looking for a people that will love their Lord their God. And I shall use them, and those who will come my way. They would argue here tonight if they was here. They would say, this is ungodly. But I, the Lord thy God, am here this day to say, it is of thee, say the Spirit of God. It's of me this night. I'm here, say the Spirit of God. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear that I'm here? And I say, many of them do not know me no longer. They would not know me if they faced me. But I say, very shortly, those days are counting down. That day, that countdown is very close. And my word says, and knowing the time, now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of life. I've given a challenge to my people, my beloved. My people are too busy, caught up in doing things. And those things separate them from the Lord their God. Choose to serve me out of the abundance of thy heart. And I say, do not look for things. but look to serve me out of thy heart, and I shall great move upon me greatly, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In a few seconds, I'm not going to know nothing's going on, but boy, it's really something. Praise God. I'm going to close in this, but God gave me a dream about 1977. And tell me that I would be seeing when I'm here tonight. I didn't know how I'd fulfill it. But I'm very satisfied with what I feel. I'm very satisfied with my God. And I'm willing to take whatever comes my way. If they want to punish me, whatever. Churches are not where they should be. And God's saying, clean up their acts. I don't care who we are. If I'm out wrong, I need to clean up my act. And that's not unfair for God to want this. He's challenged us to be ready. He's challenged us that the call is being made. My people, look to me, and I'm coming soon. Seek thy face, call upon me, and I will restore thee. And they will not have to be afraid no longer, because God will bless us. God will keep you. I love you, people. God is here to bless you. This has been a mighty service tonight.
Oh, yes.
It's from the God. It was from God. Oh, I feel the blessings. I feel His glory. Oh, Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you. I've never felt nothing like this before in my life. Oh, Lord, I'd love to go home just like this. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, mighty God we serve. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah. God wants us to praise Him out of our hearts. We shouldn't praise Him as someone sits up and commands us to do this or that. We should be praising Him out of our hearts. We should be loving Him. God bless you. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a good time here. We're going to get a good time till God takes us out. I believe He's coming back very soon. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know what was said here tonight, but I believe it was what we needed.
Amen.
I love you.
Lord, hallelujah.